White.
Tacoma Park Station, Washington, D.C., Tacoma Park, Maryland. May 5th, 1909. Elder J. E. White, 1713 Cass Street, Nashville, Tennessee. My dear son Edson, I have received your letter, and I hardly know how to advise you. I wish you might be situated where you could be free from conditions that distract your mind. We should, in these times, do our very best to remove differences with our brethren and to live with them harmoniously. If after you have done all in your own power to make peace, after you have conscientiously endeavored to right all your own mistakes, harmony cannot be affected, then leave the matter with the Lord, and if possible, get away from the scenes that continually afflict your soul. If there are persons with whom you cannot harmonize, it will be better for you to sever your connection with them. I advise Emma and you to come to the General Conference and be ready to do in earnest whatever the Lord counsels you to do. There is a great work to be done in our world, and for your soul's sake, I entreat you to walk humbly with God and trust Him for guidance and protection. It has been opened before me that, in your efforts to find relief from a trying situation, you have been brought into a state of mind that has disturbed your peace, and you have sometimes been provoked to anger. You need to learn how to meet in the right spirit whatever may come to you. Let not your mind be so stirred up that it is not susceptible to the influences of the Spirit of God. The Lord understands your situation. As you look back, you may feel that some have been unjust in their dealings with you. If these difficulties cannot be adjusted, and you cannot connect with them in a work that will be after the divine similitude, it will be better for you to separate from them and have as little dealing with them as possible. It has been represented to me that sometimes when you were in straitened circumstances and knew not which way to turn, you moved rashly and made propositions to men in positions of influence of which they have taken advantage. Because of your urgent need of financial aid, you have put the control of some of your books into the hands of others. I know something of how you feel after you have come to realize what it means for them to hold you to the terms of the agreement, notwithstanding the evidence that it is greatly to your disadvantage. Although it would be right and just for them to deal more liberally with you, they sometimes are unwilling to relinquish the advantages you have given them, which you now see to be unwise and unfair. If men refuse to do justice and judgment, and to yield the advantages you have given them, take the matter to the Lord and leave it in His hands. He alone is able to deal with such persons. It is a very sad situation as it is presented to me, and all that I have written has not brought about the reformation that is needed. I would advise you not to remain where your mind is continually annoyed and irritated. It will be better for you to have less connection with the one who has taken unfair advantage of your necessities. Let the Lord deal with the matter. Unless the Lord lays it upon me, I shall not feel it my duty to undertake to bear a special burden regarding this matter. Be sure that you yourself stand clear of any fraudulent or unjust action. We must do our work for eternity. Only a little time is now left us in which to form characters that will stand the test of the judgment. Last night, before retiring, I read a scripture that was very precious to my brother Robert. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Isaiah 42, verse 1-4. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by their names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth.
Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verse 25 to 31. There is an important work before me at this conference, and I must not allow my mind to be disturbed if it can be avoided. I desire to help you to make a decided surrender to the Lord, and to be daily converted, that you may be under the Holy Spirit's guidance. Dear children, let us be daily converted. We need not answer for the defects of character of others, but wherever we are, our lives are to be examples of righteousness. We are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.